Good evening, good morning, good night, good day. Today I just want to give you a special offering. I want to talk to you about a couple of things. The first thing that I want to talk about is the importance of literacy and eyeglasses. Without being literate and without your glasses, if and when you need them, you will read things wrong, much like I did today. You'll read things like, God is making movies you know nothing about. The second thing I want to talk about is a little more serious. Years ago, many, many years ago, about 25 years ago, I sat in a restaurant alone after a long day of work, and I had something to eat, something to drink, and I did the occasional dessert, had a dessert. After that, I still couldn't get out of the chair because so many things were going on in my mind. There were things going on in our society, and I was thinking of solutions. I was thinking of the root of a lot of society's ills, and I asked the server for a piece of paper, and she gave me some of the paper that she takes orders on. On one side, it has table number blank, number of guests blank, soft beverages, beer, spirits, wine, appetizers, desserts, and then it has space to write down orders, appetizer, salad bar, blah, blah, blah. On the other side, I began to write. And as a man half my age, I wrote this. Unless and until there's a fundamental alteration in the prioritization of social issues, unless and until there is a new comprehension of education as a rudimentary right and critical obligation of all, unless and until the perception of teachers is transmogrified from a profession of those who do little to a profession of those who care most, who have bartered their privilege of higher earnings for the privilege of greater returns, unless and until the student is embraced as a child in need of providence, guidance, foundation, and admonition, there will be toxic ignorance and physical and mental and spiritual and social and emotional illnesses corroding the consciousness of mankind. The hope for health, peace, and enlightenment will remain an elusive illusion never to be attained, ever to be fruitless returns, fantasized of, courted with. Unless and until there's a revelation of the truth that most of society's social ills actually result from improper education. Unless and until there is a conscious, collective desire to realize the advancement of civilization by discontinuing the hypocritical endearment of children as our most precious societal elements, and beginning to realistically and pragmatically and truthfully consider the youth as they are, more than just precious societal elements to be exploited and brainwashed by ruthless, profit-seeking murderers. Through the use of disingenuous, vile trickery, but is more valuable than ourselves, with unlimited potential to save each other and to solve global problems and to create an international civilization of health, peace and progress. Unless these truths are accepted, the poor, even if by acquisition of material gain they abandon their former economic condition, will remain in poverty. The wealthy, even if educated and intelligent, will diminish in these gifts. An increase in social, intellectual, educational, and spiritual decay. Unless and until there's an acceptance of these truths, the overall welfare of mankind will decline. At best, the mental corrosion will be slow and unapparent. The gradual disintegration of productive thought will ultimately cause the banal instincts of the human to overwhelm his more reasonable self, resulting in the overuse of drugs designed to heal, the overuse of weapons designed to destroy and injure, the misuse of music as not a healing educational tool, but a device of beguilement and reckless propaganda. Unless and until we change how we think, will never change.